الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Every day, whenever we come with this program, we bring always a unique topic and we try to cover especially the problems in our society and also path to success, path to Jannah. And one of the topic today is about the tolerance. Islam is the religion of tolerance. And remember, life is not easy, but you can make your life easy. How? With tolerance. Because tolerance has its own virtues and great excellences. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Islam emphasizes a lot about the tolerance. Allah Azza wa Jal tests different people with different trials because everyone has a different level of patience, tolerance and faith. MashaAllah, Iftikhar Bhai, Shahid Bhai and Harun Bhai will deliver words of wisdom inshallah about the tolerance, which is, you can say, very rare find in our society. But this is the sign of success. Those who have a tolerance, they never lose a battle. Wo kabhi jang nahi aate, wo koi cheez nahi aa sakte jinke andar bardasht ka maada hota. And we hardly find this in our society. Everybody is ready to ek dusre ko girane ke liye aur ek dusre ko aage karne ke liye. Tolerance, you know, you go on the airport, you go on the market, you go even in the houses. School, college, university, masajid, anywhere you go. Big issue about tolerance. Hardly people have tolerance. No patience, no tolerance. But inshallah, today we'll give you some Madani pearls, inshallah. If you implement inshallah, then you will gain the blessings and also the life part to success, inshallah. We'll start with a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائیں کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائیں کیوں غش سے ہمیں اٹھائیں کیوں رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائیں کیوں سوتے ہیں ان کے ساتھ جائیں کیوں بارے حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو روئے جو اب نصیب کو
پہلے ہی
لقمہ تیر کھلائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جا
جو
Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iftikhar bhai, straight to topic inshallah.
Ji Shah Sahab, very interesting topic and a very important topic regarding tolerance. It's a word that we hear a lot, but I think maybe illa mashallah we use and adopt very less. So the meaning of tolerance is to endure, not to be angry. In other words, not to lose your cool. Whereas tolerance has been defined as being calm and at peace whilst in the state of anger. So brief definition of what tolerance is. And if we further to listen, that this is such an excellent act that whichever fortunate Muslim acts upon it is counted amongst the beloved of Allah Almighty. Therefore,
Subhanallah,
we should think carefully regarding this. It's mentioned in the Quran, he who restrains his anger and forgive people and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah Almighty. So tolerance is something that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we should try to learn about and not just only learn but adopt it in our life. It's further mentioned that if we listen, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, that regarding tolerance, there's no doubt that tolerating a Muslim after he has made a mistake and forgiving them is very difficult. Yes, somebody makes a mistake. Yes, at that time you're angry, you're upset. But if you have the tolerance and control that anger and tolerating and being able to keep calm in that situation is a great quality to possess. And regarding this tolerance, it's mentioned that the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated, whoever has three things within him, Allah Almighty will take his accountability with great ease on the Day of Judgment. And Allah Almighty will make him enter Jannah through his mercy. So let's listen to what those three things are. The blessed companions asked, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are those three things? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, first, give to the person who deprives you. We straight away break off. He didn't do anything for me. I'm not going to do anything for him. Number two, maintain ties with those who cut them off with you. Today it's become over very trivial matters. Forget him. No need. He don't invite you, don't invite him. He doesn't speak to you. There's no need to call him. He missed your call. There's no need to answer his calls. And number three, forgive those who oppress you. Forgive those people who oppress you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, knowledge is gained through learning. Tolerance is gained through bearing difficulties. At that time of difficulty, your tolerance level should increase. When someone is being rude to you, it's not the case that you are rude back to them. If somebody makes a comment that you don't like, it's not the case you make three back. It's not the case that they show a gesture to you and you show two gestures back. At that time is tolerance. And whoever tries to attain goodness, he is given goodness, and whoever wants to refrain from evil, he will be protected from it. Then it's further mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, five things are sunnah of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of those is tolerance. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, verily, a person attains the status of a fasting person and a person who stays awake all night for worship due to tolerance. So this tolerance word we hear a lot, but if we were to adopt it in our life, no doubt our inner self will be at peace. We'll be at peace and wouldn't be war with ourselves. There are certain things that are not in our control. For example, the traffic jam in front of you. Have a little bit of patience. Now you're yelling, shouting, screaming at the person next to you. It's not going to make the traffic jam go away. You are in a queue. The queue is not going to disappear. You go Hajj, you go Umrah. And the teachers, the scholars will tell you, one word keep in your mind is sabr, is patience. Have tolerance, have forbearance, forgive. Somebody steps on your foot, forgive them. Somebody bumps into you, knocks into you by accident, forgive them. And especially the beauty of this tolerance is that if somebody is ignorant, he doesn't have the knowledge, he doesn't have the right words to address you or to speak to you, don't become rude like them. Don't put your level down. But tolerance is that that person is being rude to you, your level of piety, your level of taqwa, your level of tolerance goes up. So in that situation, it's not the case that you come down to their level. If they are through their ignorance being rude to you, then your tolerance level should start to go up. And that's what tolerance is that we need to adopt in our life, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Shahid bhai with us. Ji Shahid bhai, tolerance, and you will receive and you had received, and inshallah you can say, you can pray that ki kaash tolerance aa jaye aur aapke paas cases aana band ho jaye, के मिसयूज की वजह से और टॉलरेंस ना होने की वजह से भरमार पड़ी होती है आपके पास जो है केसों की.
साहब, इफ वी अडॉप्ट टॉलरेंस ऑन द अदर हैंड अ पॉजिटिव माइंडसेट वी विल पेव अ वे थ्रू टॉलरेंस एंड करेज अ वे इन ऑर्डर टू सॉल्व अ प्रॉब्लम्स. सो देयरफॉर वी शुड नॉट बिकम अ विक्टिम ऑफ एंजाइटी एंड नॉट लेट द नेगेटिविटी कम आउट इन एनी एस्पेक्ट and yet think on a positive aspect. As someone quite rightly stated, Shahzab, that during difficult times is the actual difficulty. We can reduce that difficulty of a situation by 50% if we begin to tolerate and self-control ourselves. Mm. Now, Shahzab, we may show tolerance when we are out with friends, when we are with associates, when we are amongst people in society who we meet first time or second time. But the real test is how is our behavior at home with our family members. For example, if our wife, partner is delayed in doing something and husband or forgets to do a particular task, what is the behavior between them two? If the children do something, what is our behavior towards the children? If another family member does something, how is our reaction? Therefore, it's important that we remain calm and cool in every situation. Remember, Joseph, that no one, no matter what you do, no one's going to make you happy all the time. You can't be happy all the time until you're happy with yourself first. If you're happy, regardless what people say to you, how much anger they try to bring out of you, if you're happy with what you do and you're content that you are doing right and you're leading your life according to the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, then you will remain calm in everything. How can you be happy? Is by simply tolerating other people's behavior and attitude towards you. So if someone's doing something, we need to be ignoring if they are trying to test our patience, so to speak. The Beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the real patient is at the first stroke of calamity.
Okay.
Our behavior is such that we prove to be great with words, but we fail when it comes to the time of action. We say, you know, we can do this, we can do that. But when people say something to us, what is our behavior? How dare you do this to me? How dare you say this? Do you know who I am or what I'm capable of? This is our anger, this is our attitude.
Simple. Short fuse hote hain.
We blow our fuse. We show our fuse.
Well, bossos ka fuse bhi nahi hota hai.
Absolutely. So we tend to show our true colors. Words are different, action is different. Mm. If we put our action and words in the simple context that be calm, don't get angry, and just tolerate another person's behavior. If someone's walking and accidentally bumps into you or steps on your toes, what is their reaction? Are you blind? Can't you see I'm standing here? Or are we just tolerating? Maybe accidentally he stepped on us. Maybe accidentally bumped into us. Why are we blowing our fuse over something which is unnecessary and raising our blood pressure, raising our anger for no reason? Because once our blood pressure rises, we get angry. It doesn't stop there. Matters can escalate because we don't know what the other person's reaction will be. The other person may say, well, so I've turned to you. What are you going to do about it? These things will then cause a bigger friction. If you are wrong, have patience. Forgive, because the Beloved Prophet ﷺ said, whoever desires a palace to be built for him in paradise and his ranks to be raised, he should forgive the one who oppresses him and give to the one who deprives him and join ties with the others and serve ties with him. Mm-hmm. We need to be patient and tolerant in every aspect what we do as well. Another beautiful incident which I'll just mention, Sayyidina Musa said to Allah Almighty, O Allah, who is the most dignified one in your court? Allah Almighty replied, the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge.
Allah.
Whoever does not forgive is not forgiven. Therefore, inshallah, we learn from it that we need to be tolerant, we need to forgive and seek forgiveness as well. If our behavior is such with anybody, you know, time goes round. We may have the power today or strength today to enforce our ego, our anger upon somebody. Tomorrow someone's going to be bigger than us. They're going to do the same to us. So we need to be patient, we need to tolerate in every aspect.
MashaAllah. Harun bhai bhi hamare saath hain. Ji, kya farmate hain?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it's a tolerance in Islam is a very key component. As Muslims and as part of our faith, you could say it is something that we are emphasized to practice to a high degree. And this especially is to be displayed in our conduct, in our day-to-day life, when we meet others, when we stay with others, and as has been touched upon, especially with our family members. Now, this particular point, I feel like many people, they disregard or they oversee, is that maybe outside in the workplace with their friends, you know, going in and out of places, the level of tolerance may be a bit higher. But when it comes to the family members, it is as if, you know, they've committed some wrong which they are unforgivable for, you know, whether it be little children, whether it be, you know, the spouse, whether it be other family members, they'll have this really strict sort of tone and this harsh sort of attitude, and it'll seem as if, you know, this person is always just upset with me for some reason, even though, you know, our family members are, if anything, have more of a right of good character towards us. And, you know, we should try to maintain this inside the home and outside the home. And I feel like sometimes maybe it's because, you know, we don't have any, as I say in Urdu, like matlab with the family members. So that's why we feel like we don't have to give them that sort of affection or have to be that tolerant with them. But Islam teaches us that, you know, this is not the case. Whether it be your children, those who are younger than you or older than you, obviously, considering the position who they are, you should be tolerant, you should be forgiving, you should have patience.
Always in a respect way.
Definitely. And you know, we are taught that you have compassion towards your younger ones and respect towards the elder ones. And obviously, when we speak about elderly people, you know, whether it be our grandparents or elder people in the community, in the masjid, etc., elder people generally have this trait that when they're going towards the elder age, they become a bit more childish, a bit more stubborn. And they have these traits where, you know, they like to pick on things. So keeping that in mind as well, we should try to be more patient with them, more forbearing, more tolerant with them as well. And, you know, coming back to the point of tolerance in general in Islam, this is really emphasized because, and we learn from the best of characters, none other than our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on many, many different accounts, whether it be when he went in the city of Taif and the way he was, you know, treated there, the way the people, you know, heard verbal abuse, but also through things at him, or whether it be the famous account of Fath Makkah, when the Prophet ﷺ, he returned to Makkah, and you know, the people asked that, you know, how will you treat us? And according to narration, you know, the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't take revenge, but unfortunately, in our society, we see that it's tit for tat. An eye for an eye, as they call it, that if something's happened to me, I've been harmed in a way, I have to avenge this. I have to take revenge for this. And whether it be directly with that person, whether it be with their property, whether it be with something linked to them, there's some way in which I have to get back at them. But this is totally against the principles of Islam, what Islam teaches us as Muslims. And, you know, unfortunately, the society has become such that we don't have many examples to follow and to see in today's society, unfortunately, where we see people being tolerant. You know, we can talk of the smallest examples, and we can talk of, you know, even the most surprising of examples. For example, you know, when people go to Hajj and Umrah, now, you know, that is a place where if you're not going to show tolerance there, then where else would you be expected to show tolerance? Mm-hmm. You know, it's understandable that people go there, you know, they're in the state of ihram, they're tired, but, you know, someone shrugs them, for example, or they don't get food on time, they'll be going to their group leader. What kind of service is this?
You see common this in every corner.
Very common. You know, they go to the group leader, what kind, you know, we paid for this, what kind of service is this? You know, we're not happy, and they'll get really aggressive. All this, you know, sort of weird behavior, even though that is a place where if you show patience and you're tolerant, then not only will you get so much reward, but it is, you know, if you do the opposite of it, you get sin. Because we hear that, you know,
one sin is equal to 100,000 sin in Mukarramah.
And, you know, being in such a holy place, such a sacred place, which you may not know if you're going to get the chance to go there again or not. We, you know, often just forget that, you know, where we are, how we are to behave. So wherever we are, whoever we are with, you know, we have to be tolerant. And sometimes we think that in us not being tolerant, we'll get away with it. But you have to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-remembering and He is the just one. He is the Adil, the most just one. So it may be the, that you, you know, be intolerant with someone or you do injustice with someone, but remember that it could be the case that that comes back to you, to haunt you, to, you know, to harm you as well. So we should be really considerate of this when we go about our matters.
Tikhar bhai, bahut sari cheeze kahi ja sakti hain. Tolerance is another issue, you know. Thodi si koi baat ho, that's it, that's enough. बस एक लिमिट होती है टॉलरेंस भाई, क्या लिमिट होती है? आपने लिमिट तय करनी है भाई, कौन सी लिमिट होती है, कौन सी बाउंड्री होती है, कोई बताओ तो सही हमें भी। बस बहुत बर्दाश्त की हद हो गई है। अक्सर कितनी हद हो गई है यार, क्या बर्दाश्त किया आपने? जुमला कॉमन निकलता है, बस बर्दाश्त की हदों को बस हो गया, आप नहीं छोड़ूंगा मैं। क्या नहीं छोड़ोगे यार? अभी मैं आ रहा, थोड़ी देर पहले का मुझे याद आया, इसी टॉपिक से मुतालिक में अभी आपने बात की है। अब मैं एक शॉप पे था तो उन्होंने गिठान बांध कर दी कुछ खाने की, इसको अब वो होगा, और तो वो नट होती है थोड़ी टाइट होती है। मैं भी दूध लेके वो जाने लगा घर की तरफ, तो अब वो नट नहीं खुल रही हो तो वो टॉलरेंस क्या? दुकान में ठा करके थैली खोलने के लिए होती, फाड़ने के लिए थोड़ी होती है। अब आप भी सोच रहे हो कि मैं भी ये करता हूँ, घर में आता नहीं खुलता, फौरन फाड़ देता हूँ, थैली भी यूज में नहीं रहती हमारे। तो ये क्या चीज है? ये नेचर के अंदर अगर आ जाती है ना तो इतनी जल्दी से नहीं जाती है। अब आप अगर ये खुद ही अपने आप को बोलोगे मेरे अंदर बर्दाश्त नहीं है तो कहां से बर्दाश्त आएगी? पहले तो अपने अंदर बोले ना कि मेरे अंदर बर्दाश्त है, फिर उसको प्रैक्टिकली अपने अंदर लेकर आए। अब सबसे बड़ा प्रॉब्लम इस्तकार भी, बाहर तो चलो हो सकता है, घर में बहुत प्रॉब्लम है। जो बंदा घर के अंदर टॉलरेट नहीं कर सकता, वो बाहर उधम मचा देता है। होता ये है कि घर में थोड़ा सा मसला हुआ, बाहर निकलेगा लात मारता हुआ, वो फिर गाड़ी में जो है वो कुछ ना कुछ एक दूसरे को बुला भाड़ा कहता है, ऑफिस जाएगा तो बॉस से लड़ेगा, अगर जाएगा तो जॉब से फारिग हो जाएगा, या बॉस होगा तो दो चार को ऐसे ही छोड़ दो, क्या है कि टाइम पर नहीं आता। तो ये यानी कि आपका ये जो अदम बर्दाश्त है ना, ये पूरे माहौल को, पूरे माशरे को खराब करता है। एक फर्द की बात नहीं होती, ये पूरी आगे जितनी चेन होती है ना, सबको खराब करता है। घर के अंदर उसका अपना मूड खराब है, पूरे घर वालों को खराब करेगा, बाहर पूरा दिन जिस जिससे मिलेगा उसका मूड खराब करेगा। तो ये क्या चीज है? ये आप हो जिसकी वजह से माशरे के अंदर प्रॉब्लम है। अगर आपके अंदर एक क्वालिटी, वन एट्रीब्यूट जो इस्लाम का है, अगर वो आ जाए बर्दाश्त, यकीन करें वाकया नहीं पढ़ा आपने इफ्तिखार भाई, वो जो एक आदमी था, एंड हिज वाइफ पुट मोर सॉल्ट इन द फूड, वो गुस्सा करने वाला था, भाई टॉलरेटेड कि यार मैं भी तो इतना मतलब कुछ करता हूँ, गलत गलतियां करता हूँ, तो क्या हुआ गलत, थोड़ा सा नमक ज्यादा हो गया तो क्या हो गया? उसने माफ कर दिया दिल में अपनी वाइफ को। मरने के बाद किसी ने उसको ख्वाब में देखकर पूछा, माफ अल्लाह बेका, अल्लाह ने तुम्हारे साथ क्या मामला किया? अल्लाह ने मेरी बख्शिश कर दी कि मेरी बंदी ने थोड़ा नमक ज्यादा कर दिया था, तूने उसको माफ किया, मैंने तुझे माफ कर दिया। यानी आप देखे कि जरा सी बर्दाश्त, रब्बे करीम को क्या अदा पसंद आ जाए, आपको जन्नत अता कर दे। हमेशा बर्दाश्त की तरफ जाएं, कहीं ऐसा ना हो कि आपका गुस्सा आपको कहीं जहन्नम में गिरा दे। टॉलरेशन जो है ना, ये बड़े बड़े जिगर गुर्दों वालों का काम है, ये वीक लोगों का काम नहीं है। इस्तेखार
जी जी, शाह साहब, यू नेवर रिग्रेट रिमेनिंग साइलेंट, यू नो व्हेन यू मेक अ कमेंट, यू थिंक लेटर व्हाई डिड आई मेक दैट कमेंट एट दैट टाइम, व्हाई आई शुडन्ट हैव सेड दैट। If you remain silent and you control yourself, later you'll be happy. Many times we've probably been in a situation, we want to say something, we're frustrated, we're angry, move out the way, what are you doing? We've been waiting here for ages. You want to say something, but you're thinking that later it's better to remain silent. Once the words they come out, you can't bring those words back. And at that time of anger or somebody mistreating you, the words are not going to be polite. They are going to be words that are going to harm and pierce the hearts of others. So here we have to think to ourselves, when we are mistreated, one thing that we do, Shah Sahib, is that somebody mistreats us, we remain silent, but we made a note of it here and mentally. Then the second time, it's still in our mind, they mistreat us again. We remained quiet, but it's building up inside. That problem is, it's not that we remain silent and we have forgiven them. So it's tolerance and forgiveness together. Not that you have made that note against them, then now the opportunity is going to arise that now three, four points you made and you remain tolerant, but now your opportunity comes and you explode. So in one go, you're trying to get those 4 points back at that individual. This is a common problem amongst us, that we don't forgive. We remain silent, but we think that, let me bide my time. When the opportunity comes, I'll get that individual back. So no, it's tolerance and forgiveness. Forgive the individual, don't keep in your heart. Don't beat yourself up. Don't let your inner self keep worrying about these things. Let it go out your mind, let it go out your heart. The second thing that we may think is that if I'm tolerant, then the whispers come, our nafs says that you're a weak individual. You're not doing nothing about it. You're not the person that, if you're just sitting there, you're making these people, you know, be dominant upon you, and you should be one of those that talks and is boisterous, is loud, and you want to be the dominant individual. So you're thinking that a tolerant person is a weak individual, and he can't survive in society, the ones that are quiet. But that's not the case. Remember that when you are forgiving others, it's not just for this world. You can go to get the reward in the afterlife. Mm. The hereafter, that's where the reward is waiting for you. And there's a number of very famous narrations that are mentioned, parables that are mentioned, but there's a very beautiful one here mentioned regarding Sayyidina Imam Jafar, Sadiq alayhi rahma. From the, it's mentioned that water fell on his clothes. Mm. You know, many a time we might be sitting in a gathering, nice clothes, we've ironed them and got them ready, sitting there, silent folds on them. Our response to the person, you're blind, your hand's broken, we make a comment, can't you see? And it goes totally out of control. Water fell onto the clothes of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi rahma from the hands of one of his slaves. See, the great Imam looked at him with a strict gaze. Now the individual became scared. But he was learned as well. The slave said, my master, he who restrains his anger. Sayyidina Imam Jafar Rahma said, I have controlled my anger.
Allah.
He said, the slave then said, and forgive people as well.
Allah.
So yes, the anger was controlled, but he knew that I need the forgiveness. So he said, and forgive people. The great Imam said, I have forgiven
Allah.
You.
Allah.
The slave then said, and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah Almighty. He said, go, you free.
Allahu Akbar. You go, you free.
And then he said, I'll give you 1,000 dinars from my wealth, also is yours. So if we learn from this lesson, yes, it was forbearance, it was tolerance, but it's also forgiveness.
Hmm.
After that, it was gift them. So they go away happy as well. So from these parables, from these waqiyat, we should learn that don't keep in your heart. Yes, the fire brigade can put out the fires of the world, but this fire that's burning inside us, who's going to put that out?
Allah.
Listen, don't punish yourself. You know, the anger, really we're punishing ourselves, not the other person. The other person's done something to us, he's gone.
Mm.
He's gone. But we gain ourselves angry, we're punishing ourselves in a way.
So,
in our mind, in our heart, he done this. 3 weeks later, he's done this. And what the brothers have mentioned is, That's inside us now. You know, when you shake a bottle, these fizzy drink bottles, you shake it, you say to the children, don't open it. They go, Dad, no, it's okay. You open everywhere. So someone's done something wrong to you. Doesn't mean that you go do something wrong to somebody else.
Mm.
And many times we mention on this silsila, the easy target, people at home. No, they shouldn't be.
Mm.
Somebody's done something to you wrong outside, have tolerance, forgive them. Why you bring in that anger, that frustration into the house and taking it out on the family? What have they done to deserve this? So it shouldn't be the case. So two things to keep together. First of all, have the tolerance, remain calm, keep your cool, and at the same time, forgive, take out your heart, inshallah.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. My many madni phool, mashallah, Shahid bhai, Iftikhar bhai has given. Ji, Shahid bhai, kya farmate?
Shahid, when we are faced with any calamity, any difficulty, we gotta understand that these calamities, Allah might descend us problems and his son solutions as well. At times when we experience any calamities, one should have this mindset that being afflicted with this calamity is perhaps saving us from a great calamity. For example, Shahzab, if we're traveling somewhere, our car tire gets punctured while we're traveling, we should think to ourselves that this puncture of a tire has probably saved us from a major accident. And therefore, we should not complain that why did my tiger punch it? I got late to where I had to go. It is a lesser calamity which saved us from a greater problem as well. So we should tolerate that bit of a time problem which we had. rather than being upset and angry. And this is when someone saw a wound on the foot of Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasi al-Rahma and claimed that, "I feel pity for you because of this wound." And their reply was such as, "I have been thanking Allah Almighty since I've had this wound. That is that it has not appeared in my eye." Look at this, the thinking of these predecessors. A small calamity, they think of Almighty that it's a small calamity, not something great. Whereas us, when we face any small calamity, we tend to have a go at people, we tend to blame other people that I have, you know, faced this problem because of this person's action, or I've done this and it hasn't worked out. I spent so much time doing certain tasks and it hasn't worked my way. Our patience level is very low. And we need to realize that we need to be very, very careful as to what we do, what we say, and how we react with people as well. Once a person came to the court of the Beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he humbly asked, "O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how often should we forgive our servants?" The Beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained silent, and he repeated the same question again. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained silent again. When he asked a third time, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, 70 times a day.
Allah.
Again, 70 times a day. Just up, we look at ourselves. Someone says to us once, we blow our fuse. "What did you say to me? How dare you say this? Do you not know what our situation is?" Our tolerance level is at the minimum, if there is any. It's at the minimum as well. And we need to be in that situation that we need to realize that as humans, we all make mistakes. We all do certain things at times which another person is not pleased with. And yet, you can't keep everybody happy, but you shouldn't throw a hissy fit, so to speak, or get angry with anybody in any aspect. And we need to tolerate our behavior in other people. Just one last incident I want to mention about Allah Hazrat's tolerance. Their tolerance is to the next level. Their passion that no matter how much a person oppressed them, they would treat the oppressor with compassion. Once someone sent him a mail presented to Allah Hazrat, and it consisted words in that letter which were of abusive nature as well. The devotees, they got furious and upset and they wanted to file a lawsuit against the people. Allah Hazrat told them to that, first distribute gifts among those who send letters of praises to him.
Allah.
And only then, you know, file a suit of complaint. Yes, the moral is that, I mean, if you do not reward those who praise you, then why do you want to take revenge on the people who have wronged you? So therefore, if someone's wronged us, we just need to be patient and ignore it. Not have this in our mind and heart that I need to get back at this person. I need to get my revenge on him. And I will get my revenge when time is right. And this is the opportunities which we look at. Yet, we should be tolerant, forgive and ignore what's happened.
सही फरमान। आजकल हर कोने पे अरुण भाई आपको गली का कोना हो या अस्पताल का कोना या एयरपोर्ट का कोना हो, यानी आप जहाँ देखेंगे ना आपको ये प्रॉब्लम नजर आए, यानी बिल की लाइन में लगे हुए, फोन पिक नहीं हो रहा, एकदम पैनिक अटैक शुरू हो जाएगा लोग, ओ फोन नहीं उठा रहे, फोन नहीं उठा रहे, थोड़ी देर होल्ड करा लिया प्रॉब्लम, पेट्रोल भराने गए लाइन लगी हुई है, टेंशन में रहा, ट्रैफिक भाई रोड पर ट्रैफिक नहीं होगा तो कहाँ पर होगा, घर के अंदर थोड़ी ट्रैफिक होगा, ट्रैफिक तो रोड पर ही होगा, ट्रैफिक है तो भाई ट्रैफिक तो होगा फिर और क्या, खाली आप थोड़ी रोड के ऊपर हो, यानी मतलब सेंसलेस बात करते हैं। कॉमन सेंस है कि रोड के ऊपर ट्रैफिक नहीं हो तो कहाँ पर दिखेगा, गाड़ी रोड के ऊपर ही चलेगी, घर में के अंदर थोड़ी चलती है, तो ट्रैफिक आपको वही दिखेगा, बार बार ट्रैफिक है वो प्रॉब्लम है, कभी फोन गिराते हैं, कभी कुछ भी चीज गिराते हैं, कभी उसको बुरा भला, इजी हो जाए, थोड़ा रिलैक्स हो जाए, इसीलिए तो प्रॉब्लम है, आपका माइंड बिल्कुल सुकून में नहीं है, आपको सुकून चाहिए, हैव टॉलरेंस, प्लीज बर्दाश्त करने की कोशिश करें, बर्दाश्त नहीं है हमारे अंदर, पानी देर से आया तो प्रॉब्लम है, पानी थोड़ा सा गर्म आ गया तो प्रॉब्लम, खाना थोड़ा ठंडा हो गया तो प्रॉब्लम, खाना थोड़ा गर्म हो गया तो प्रॉब्लम, यानी किसी भी हाल में हमारे अंदर वो बर्दाश्त वाली चीज ही नहीं है, कुछ ना कुछ निकाल रहे होंगे,
یعنی آپ یاد, بڑی پیاری بات کسی نے کی ہے کہ اگر آپ کو خوبی دیکھنے کی عادت ہو تو آپ تھون کاٹے میں سے بھی خوبی نکال لیں گے, اور اگر آپ کو برائی نیگیٹیوٹی دیکھنے کی عادت ہو تو آپ گلاب کے پھول کے اندر سے بھی جو ہے خامی نکال سکتے. یہ پرابلم ہے, خوبی نکالنے والا کاٹے میں سے بھی نکال سکتا ہے. بات یہ ہے کہ آپ کا لیول کیا ہے, آپ کے اندر یہ برداشت کی قوت ہے یا نہیں ہے. ٹالرنس ٹالرنس بات بڑی بڑی کرتے نعرے لگا رہے ہوں گے, یہ ٹالرنس ہونا چاہیے, اپنا جب آتا تو ایک دم بھک کر کے اڑ جاتے, کیا گھر اور کیا باہر, کیا بیوی کیا بچے, کیا مدر ان لو فادر ان لو, تو کیا بردر ان لو, اب ایک آو آپ کو لگ رہا ہے اسی طریقے کا, بڑے مطلب آپ کو ہر دوسری جگہ ہی دکھے گا. ایک ہی چیز صبر, ان اللہ مع الصابرین, بے شک اللہ عز و جل صبر کرنے والوں کے ساتھ ہے. پیشنس, انشاءاللہ آپ کو کامیابی ملے گی. جس کے اندر یہ ٹالرنس کی قوت ہوتی ہے نا, وہ کبھی ہارتا نہیں ہے, برداشت کامیابی دلاتی ہے. اپنے اندر یہ پیدا کرے انشاءاللہ آپ کو کامیابی ملے گی. ایک پیکج لینا انشاءاللہ, ہارون بھائی کے مدنی پھولوں کے بعد انشاءاللہ ول ٹیک اے پیکج.
سید صاحب, انفارچونیٹلی ان ٹوڈیز سوسائٹی انادر تھنگ وی سی ویری آفن, ا ویری کامن اکرنس از ڈیورس امنگسٹ ہاؤس ہولڈز. اینڈ یو نو وی لرن ایز ویل دیٹ دا موسٹ ڈس لائکڈ حلال تھنگ in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is divorce. And if we look at the reasons, which can be many, but one of the common themes you will see and find of the reason why these divorces happen, why households break apart, is intolerance and miscommunication and anger issues, you could say. So, you know, when things escalate too much and then they go beyond, you could say, repair, then that's when obviously things break off. But if we were to look at and try to apply it to, you know, today's episode and our topic today, is we're really intolerant towards our closest people, you know, because obviously with our spouses, our children, our family members, we see them on a daily basis. And many times because of that, you know, we start to pick up the bad habits, or we try to nitpick things in them, or, you know, why are you... Little things, sometimes people have this habit that the littlest of things people are doing, why are you putting your clothes like that? You know, you're putting your dirty socks over there, or you're not putting your dishes away. This is how it starts. And then from there, it grows on to bigger things, and then, you know, then they start to get... adopt bad language, and they start to pick up on that. And we often have a set expectation of the person, that my husband or my wife should be like this, 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 this. And we have like a tick list. And if according to us they're not like this, then we think that they're a bad person, or that they're not good for us, or they're not a good Muslim, etc. In this there are two things. The first thing is we should think that, you know, there was a point there where yourself, you as a person, may have not been as good as you are. You know, it takes time for people to change. You know, if you plant a seed, you can't expect to grow a tree within a day, within a week. You know, it takes time, it takes watering, it takes nurturing, you have to look after it. And the other thing is, you reminding them constantly, telling them, you're not good, you know, you do this wrong, this will not help them anyway. This will not help develop them, this will not make them any closer to you, this will not help solve any issues. And this is not the best approach or the positive approach to go about things. And we see often because of these bad habits that people often have within them, you know, quarrels increase, arguments happen. This could be, and again, this is not just between husband and wife, this happens between, you know, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, this happens between siblings. And we often see this then growing to greater arguments and greater quarrels. But this is one thing that don't expect your spouse or your certain family member to be in a certain way. And we often see another reason for this is because we compare to others. And Shah Sahib, a very beautiful quote that I read once was, comparison is the thief of joy. When we compare our lives to other people, when we set ourselves according to them, that, you know, so-and-so's family is like this, or so-and-so is treated like this, they may have 100 other problems which we don't see. You should be thankful for what you have and content with what you have. And if there are issues, no doubt, you know, not everyone's perfect. Like they say, that five fingers on your, the four fingers and a thumb on your hand is not equal. And in the same way, you know, even within children, you'll have some children who are a certain way, some who are a certain way.
Yeah.
Be gentle with them.
Yeah.
Be nice with them. And inshallah, there will come a day where they will be better, they will improve inshallah, and you will see that it will lift positivity and good things in your life.
If you want to peace in your life, then don't compare yourself. ہم خی کمپیریزن کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, ہر بندے کا معیار ہر چیز الگ ہوتی ہے, اس کا کھانا اس کا پینا لازمی بات ہے, اس نے بھی زندگی میں تکالیف دیکھی ہوں گی, ایسا نہیں ہے کہ آپ ہی تکلیف دیکھ رہے ہیں. سر ایوری بڈی لک دیٹ ہی او لک ایٹ ہز لائف اسٹائل, آپ کو کیا پتا کہ اس کے پیچھے کتنی پرابلم ہوئی ہے, کیا کیا فیس کیا. اچھا ہے تو بےچاروں کو ایسی بیماری ہے کہ وہ کھا نہیں سکتا جو آپ کھا سکتے ہو, اگر آپ کو پتا چلے تو آپ تو اس سے وہ آپ کو سوچتا ہو یار یہ کتنا اچھا آدمی, دیکھو یہ بھی کھاتا یہ بھی کھاتا ہے اور میں یہ کھا نہیں سکتا. تو ہم اسی چکر میں جو ہے نا ہماری خوشیاں چلی گئی ہیں کہ دوسرا خوش کیوں ہے, ہمارا پرابلم یہ ہے دوسرا خوش ہے میری خوشی چلی گئی. ارے بھائی خوش ہے تو آپ بھی خوش ہو جاؤ, اگلے کی خوشی میں خوش رہنا سیکھیں, آپ کی زندگی میں خوشی آئیں گی. ہمارا پرابلم یہ ہے دوسرا مسکرا رہا ہمیں ٹینشن شروع ہو گیا یہ خوش کیوں ہے, وہ معلوم کرو کہ افتخار بھائی کیا ہو گیا, اچھا گاڑی کیوں لے لی ہے, اس کی نیند اڑا ہے بھائی لے لی اس نے, آپ کو کیا پرابلم ہے, گھر بدل رہا ہے کیوں بدل رہا ہے, گھر بنا رہا ہے کیوں بنا رہا ہے, آپ کو کیا پرابلم ہے یہ بتائیں آپ کو, کیوں وہ نہیں لے سکتا نہیں کر سکتا. بھائی ہے آپ کا مسلمان بھائی ہے, اپنے مسلمان بھائی کی ترقی پہ خوش ہونا سیکھے. کائے کو جیلسی اختیار کرتے ہیں, کائے کو ہیٹریڈ اندر دل میں پالا ہوا ہے, جب بھی تو سکون نہیں ہے آپ کی زندگی. Take these things out from your heart. Seriously, clean your heart. And then you will find peace inside your life. آپ ادھر جا رہے ادھر جا رہے سکون نہیں ملے گا, جب اندر ہی پرابلم ہے تو سکون کہاں سے ہوگا, سکون نہیں ملے گا. سکون کے لیے اس کو صاف کرنا پڑے گا. اللہ کرم فرما انشاءاللہ. ایک پیکج لیتے ہیں پھر مزید مدنی پھول.
Let's listen to some blessed ahadith and let's try to apply all of these actions in our day-to-day lives. Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the blessed messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, shall I not tell you such action that is light on the body and heavy on the scale? I humbly replied, sure. He said, it is silence, good manners and quitting non-beneficial conversations. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Subhanallah, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to his honorable uncle, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, your beauty has made me wonder. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what is the beauty of a person? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, his tongue. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this blessed hadith, we also learn the importance of keeping the tongue in check and refraining from useless conversations. The chief of the youths of paradise, the companion, the son of a companion, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that among the pieces of advice I heard my grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, giving to the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, one of them is as follows, glad tidings are for the one who remained away from useless speech. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us the ability to refrain from useless speech. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said this point 3 times. May Allah Almighty have mercy on that person who attains reward when he speaks and remains safe when he is silent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. امير المؤمنين شير خدا سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه, many of us have heard his marvelous feats in great warrior, and in many battles we've heard his shan and his splendor. But do you know one great characteristic of سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه? Not only was he a great warrior and a pious individual, but he was also a great alim deen. He was a great scholar and the master of the sciences, to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha, meaning I am the city of knowledge and Hazrat Ali is its door. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ana darul hikmati wa aliyun babuha, meaning I am the house of wisdom and Ali is its door. This shows the great knowledge of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. In another place, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an said that Hazrat Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala an is such a scholarly person of great eminence who possesses both the knowledge of seen and unseen. Now how is this possible? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know, is the knower of the unseen, which has been granted as a gift to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Ali, being a companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was also granted this gift. Al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali, he also says about himself that I swear by Allah, I know every verse of the Holy Quran, that when and where it was revealed. Verily my Rabb has bestowed a heart upon me to comprehend and a tongue to question. Now this is the shan of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. We know that he was a great warrior, but this is something new for us to learn, that not only was he a great warrior, but he was a great scholar too. And he mentions that he knows the whereabouts of where every ayah, every verse of the Quran was revealed and what its meaning is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us not only the bravery of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, but alongside this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow his wisdom upon us. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
SubhanAllah, beautiful Madani pools about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah. آئیے ایک کلام سناتے ہیں.
تو شمع میری رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ, تو ماہ نبوت ہے اپنا بنایا ہے, دنیا میں ہمیں تم نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے, محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا, محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا, یہ ہے میرا دیوانا, محشر میں کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانہ. تو شمع میری رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ, گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا, مر مر کے اسے پایا, گر پڑ کے مر مر کے اسے پایا, چھوٹنا الہی اب, چھوٹنا الہی اب, سنگ در جانا, چھوٹنا الہی اب, سنگ در جانا, سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری, سرکار کے جل روشن ہے دین نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تو شمس رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ اے جانانہ.
وعلی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
جی الحمدللہ. شاہ صاحب, regarding tolerance, another مدنی fool that I would like to mention is that, especially with our neighbors, our tolerance, we have to be very careful. His family said that the argument, if it takes place between you and your neighbors, yes, the residents will watch, the residents will go, people will go, but the neighbor stays. The neighbor will be there. So the tolerance levels with your neighbor, be very, very careful of what you say to them, how you act with them. Yes, there's most highly chance of them annoying you because you live, see each other more regularly than you see other people, and there may be occasions when they might say something or do something, park in your driveway, maybe put their bins in front of your house, you get annoyed. But remember, if you are not tolerant, if you are not going to be calm in that situation and say something, then your relationship, you're going to damage it, and yet you have to still stay and live in the same area next to the same person for a long time. If they do make a comment or if they say something to you, then on those occasions we should try to remain quiet. It's mentioned that a person is swore at Sayyidina Salman Farsi alayhi rahmah. He replied, on the day of judgment, if my scale of bad deeds is heavier, then I am worse than what you have said. However, if it is lighter, then I do not care about your swearing. So this was the thinking, that if someone says something to us, let them make their comments. Just keep calm in those situations. The second thing that a brother mentioned is that, he said, do you know how I learned tolerance? He said, I used to get very frustrated and annoyed when I used to be behind a learner driver. Mm. If I was behind a learner driver, any chance to get in front of them, honing, you know, trying to indicate, trying to get past, trying to put the light on. But he said that one day I was behind a learner driver, and behind the car, the instructor had written that, please have patience and tolerance. You was also in this situation once.
Yeah.
You were also in that situation once. Mm. He said that taught me tolerance and patience, and since then, okay, my gap with the learned driver has been bigger. Been bigger. So we've been in these situations as well. So learned drivers, if you want to test your tolerance, then when you're behind a learned driver next time, see how you react.
Beautiful hadith of Prophet in which he stated that whoever is not merciful to others will not receive mercy. Whoever does not forgive will not be forgiven. So, you know, many times, unfortunately, again in this world, many people live as if they're not to die, as if they're not to leave this world. But remember that if you think that by you being, you know, really aggressive and really oppressive to someone, you will get away with it. Again, we heard in the hadith that if you don't show mercy, then mercy will not be shown to you. So whether that be your spouse, whether it be a colleague, whether it be your anyone in, for that matter, try to be merciful, try to forgive, inshallah, and then you will see. And we can hope in that situation that we will be shown mercy and forgiveness when we need it most as well. And, you know, always have this in mind, that we are to leave this world one day. And it's not, if you think that you've gained enough good deeds to be able to enter Jannah comfortably, then you're fine, then you're comfortable. But if that's not the case, then we should be forgiving and tolerant at every instance of our life.
MashaAllah. I would like to quote a beautiful sentence of one person. They said, people are not always wrong, but they are different. They have different thinking, but they're not always wrong. So have patience, have tolerance with them, and then inshallah you will see that it's not a big deal, it's not a big problem. Unka apna mindset hai, unki apni ek thinking hai. ضروری نہیں ہے کہ آپ کی تھنکنگ سے میچ نہیں ہو رہی ہے تو بندہ ہمیشہ غلط ہوگا. ہمارا پرابلم یہ ہے کہ مائی وے اور نو وے, یہ سب سے بڑا پرابلم ہے. میں ہی میں ہوں, جدھر دیکھوں میں ہی ہوں, میرے سے بڑا کوئی نہیں ہے. پھر وہ اکیلے ہی رہ جاتا ہے.
जी आप देखिएगा ऐसे लोगों के साथ कोई चलता नहीं है ज्यादा, वो बेचारे अकेले ही नजर आएंगे, अक्सर आपको अकेले होंगे, रूटे पूटे जिनके अंदर बर्दाश्त नहीं होता ना, उनके साथ कोई चलता नहीं है। अपने अंदर बर्दाश्त पैदा करें, जिंदगी में कामयाबी चाहिए, कामयाबी उन्हीं को मिलती है जिनके अंदर बर्दाश्त होता है। कीप वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल, सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।
The path of the heart.